It's the birthing time in nature. The annual bell curve of life is on the upswing. Increasingly, we'll find all wild creatures absorbed with the problems of nurturing their young. For some, it's the culmination of a process initiated months before, when other wild things were still absorbed with the problems of winter. If we intrude, we find that birds and mammals, the only wild creatures that provide consistent care for their young, have a great variety of ways to protect their offspring. A relatively low percentage will actually defend their young. Most have other ways, such as concealment, loud diversionary protests, or actual attempts to lead us away from the nest or den. Most adults will not put themselves in life-threatening situations, even to save their young. This is a normal process. It does not represent abandonment. By the first week in May, birth has occurred or is imminent in very many kinds of wildlife. Much of this process is hidden from all but the most knowledgeable or the most persistent of observers. Still, robins, bluebirds, and song sparrows will soon be hatching, and it's possible that we might encounter fawns, cottontails, even coons or skunks. The reason for these mischances vary. Many things can happen. Dens may be destroyed by storms or floods. The adults may decide to move their young to a new den. Or pure chance may put you on a collision course with concealed young. What do you do when the collision occurs can determine the whole future for wild babies. Therefore, it's good to be able to recognize a few signs. For instance, if you happen upon adult birds calling and complaining with great volume and activity, try to retreat to a point where the level of protest drops down. Watch carefully where you put your feet. It might be a ground nest or tiny young just learning to fly or walk, and it's possible to step on them. Don't try to replace young nestlings or baby mammals in the nests. Not that it wouldn't be a good thing to do if it would work, but it never does. And meanwhile, you may have beaten down the grass and other natural cover, creating a pathway that predators will investigate, and destroying the visual cover artfully incorporated by the adults into their nest or den site. Once you have withdrawn from the scene of such an unfortunate accident, the adults will valiantly attempt to rally and care for their dispersed young. Such birds are indeed in real jeopardy, but their chance of survival is still better than it is if you try to adopt them. Unless you've had previous success in such an endeavor, it's best to leave nature to its course. I've done nest survival studies with many species of birds, which required me to handle, weigh, and even band very young birds. Abandonment of nests was quite rare, rarer, in fact, than it was with nests that I never touched. Sense of smell is so poorly developed in birds that there's no reason to assume that they can detect your scent on their young. Mammals, on the other hand, can normally detect your scent. But again, abandonment by the adults is extremely rare, even after you've handled them, if you promptly withdraw. I've seen too many adults accept their young again to believe differently. Many, of course, do successfully raise young mammals, such as coons, deer, squirrels, and rabbits. I've been aware that such foster parents often show extreme fondness for their adoptees. Still, it's a blighted life they oversee. What chance has a fawn raised on cigarettes, candy bars, and human doting for a normal life? Better that than die, you may say. I'll accept that argument, even though I don't buy it completely. I've been involved more than once in attempting to return hand-reared waifs to the wild. It's a very chancy business. Before you take any small creature from its wild surroundings, you ought to ask yourself a couple of questions. Is my concern really for the wild creature's welfare, or do I just want a novel experience of rearing the young? Am I really sure the parents are dead and the young abandoned? If your answers to these questions don't really build a prima facie case for adopting the young, for the welfare of the young, just leave them there, and don't make your decision based on circumstantial evidence. What to do, then, if you really are certain you have an orphan, you've seen its dead parents, or you know there has been no visitation to young songbirds in several hours? Best to call the authorities. Don't try to care for them yourself. It may be against the law for you to have them. Look in the state listings under the Department of Environmental Conservation and find the number of the nearest conservation officer. Call him. He'll know what to do. Well, that's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.